Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today. We have Jake Kralik looking through a whole bunch of notes over there, so that is sure to be interesting. How's everybody here in the studio doing today? Huh?
Good.
All
good.
Speak at once. Come on, everybody. A little bit of energy.
We're good.
Awesome. Good. Kathy Houston, how are you?
I'm fine, Andy.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good.
I saw your Shamrock Shakes.
Oh, my God. Those things are so damn good. It's ridiculous.
Bad for you.
Who cares?
Yeah.
So is that whiskey you drank last night, Joe?
I put much worse things
in this body than that. Trust me.
Oh. Gin much?
That's Michelle Bell. For you? How are you, Michelle?
I'm good. My kitty cat is at the vet, but he's coming home tomorrow, so I'm all excited.
Yay.
Awesome. Does he have... like a cone on his
he
head
He has
still,
a, had a cone for the past week, so
you
tomorrow.
Wanna, you want to tell the audience free. What's going on with
Did he get sick?
His little paws were infected because he got declawed.
Oh.
Which they don't typically do in this day and age, but he was having scratching issues.
And so the cone, the purpose of the cone on the head?
Was to stop him from nibbling at his little paws. However, let me just say, promotional products, tie-in. So this vet... Every time I go.
The cone? You want that branded? Yeah.
But he gives out tons of stuff every time you go. He has pens, he has calendars, he has magnets. Aww. He's got a ton of stuff, this vet.
That's
it's
nice.
A huge practice, but he clearly believes in promotional products.
Wow, very cool. See, pet promos.
Huge.
Huge.
It's amazing what people will spend.
People love their pets.
On their pets.
Well, it is amazing what Michelle Bell spends on her
pets.
I just sent you, Andy, the
new figures. I forget what they are.
Yeah,
they're a lot.
I didn't look at them.
It grows every year, though.
Yeah. It's like it almost doubled. Almost.
Really?
Yeah, it's in the billions.
That's it. So like hit up the pet market, everybody, and you'll have Michelle Bell's love for the rest of your life. All right, Joe Haley, how are you?
What up, Andy? I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm happy. Doing good. You feeling good?
Feeling good.
All right. You got pom-poms on the table, so you must be cheering for something.
Yeah, man. Abington High School, my alma mater. State semifinals tonight.
They have
basketball.
A song. Is there a cheer?
Fight song? Can you
give
us a little ditty?
Go, Abington. Fight, win.
All right, Jake.
Wow. All right.
If there was ever a
Joe
time
Haley,
to
everybody.
Kill a mic, my God.
We also have Jake Kralik joining us in the studio today. Jake, are you going to sing?
Yeah, I'll sing something. What do you want?
What's your fight
song?
Wait,
wait till he talks about South by Southwest.
Well, I could do a Temple fight song. T for Temple U, University.
Oh,
we're going to fight for the cherry and the white, for the cherry okay. and the white. We'll fight.
Cut him off, Lauren. Okay.
Now, Michelle's also a Temple alum.
I've never heard that song before.
Is your basketball team in the tournament? Are they dancing, as they say?
The what now?
Your basketball team.
I don't know what that means.
Basketball, it's a sport. 5 against 5.
Yeah.
They play.
I don't know what that means.
I'm going to say yes.
We haven't even reached 10:35, and we've lost control of this show. All right, well, thanks for the fight song, boys. That's something we hope never to hear again. We also have Lauren joining us in the studio here today. Lauren is on the tech board, and Vinny Driscoll getting ready to take your calls regarding the topic of the day, which is how to win back a client's business. So if you have any questions on how to win back a former client, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. Vinny will take your call. And Joe, what will we give you if we put you on the air?
We're going to give you that great prize pack, which includes the finger puppets, the hand fans, the drinkware with the ASI Radio logo on it. You're also going to get a $25 Visa gift card. And Jake's going to write a little note, tell you the 5 bands you must see this year.
Yeah, sounds great.
I love it.
All right, there
Deal.
You go.
All right,
so make sure you call. Again, that was 215-953-4979. Give us a ring, and we are talking about how to win back a client's business. Joe, what else is on tap for today?
Well, of course,
show?
As we said, Jake will be giving us a report from South by Southwest. He was there last week. We have how to exit a sales call gracefully, 9 tips for hiring great people, lessons learned from rebranding mistakes. We also have 5 powerful notes to write that will change your life. We have our favorite things, but let's get this whole show started with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right, I'm not going to sing it like you boys. We begin this morning with international news. For the first time since April 2012, China's central bank has expanded the daily trading range of the yuan, allowing as much as 2% movement on either side of a per-day peg. The widening of the trading band could, in the short term, result in reduced prices on imported goods for suppliers. Industry acquisition news now. Tempo Industries has acquired the assets of supplier firm APN Corporation. APN's factory will now close and its operations will move to Tempo's Westbury, New York facility. This is Tempo's third acquisition in the past 5 years after previously purchasing J-Line and TimeNet. Some sad news to report this morning. Stanley Rosenberg, vice president and part owner of supplier firm Victory Trophy, passed away unexpectedly on March 13th. He was 56. General economic news now. A new survey shows that small business owners are growing more optimistic about the U.S. economy. Union Bank Small Business Economics Survey shows that 41% of business owners believe the national economy is headed in the right direction, up 10 percentage points from last year and 16 percentage points from 2012. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
Fandanas.
Fandanas.
Fandanas are fantastic.
You're feeling the cheer market, I'm gathering.
Yeah,
with the pom poms and the
man.
Fandanas.
Yeah, I'm happy.
All right.
Excellent. A cheerful guy, Andy. Full spirit. Last night was full of spirits. And not the haunting kind.
I think you still are.
I think you're full of something.
Let's move on. All right. Thank you, Joe. Make sure to check that out and a lot more in Counselor Promogram today. All right. We are going to head to the call, to the lot, to the. The phones.
The phones. Yeah.
Not the calls
phones.
Or the lines. We're heading to the phones
the
right
phones.
Now to talk with our friend Leighton Lee. Leighton, how are you today?
Oh, doing well. I was actually doing better until I heard the singing on the show this morning.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's got me all flustered.
I thought this was the voice audition's gone bad.
Very bad.
Extremely bad.
looking for the hook, guys. Sorry.
All right, Leighton. Well, what is on your product safety mind for today?
Well, we're talking about stuffed articles, things that are stuffed. And I'm not talking about people who have gone back for thirds at Thanksgiving dinner, but more in line with items like stuffed animals, stuffed pillows, and promotional products that really have, just stuffing. And the problem here is that anything that is stuffed tends to be given to children. So even if an item is intended for an adult audience as a giveaway or an event item, most stuffed items, especially animals and cute things, are going to end up in a baby's crib or in a child's hand. So we have to be really careful about these items. For various factors, and first and foremost is that all stuffed toys have to be compliant with the toy regulation. I mean, it's mandatory. So if you have a stuffed animal, a stuffed pillow, or something, it has to be fully compliant with the U.S. toy standard, and it must be suitable and safe for children of all ages, meaning from 0+, so from infants and up. So we have to have them tested. We also have to have them properly labeled. Now, you folks being in Pennsylvania, there is a regulation in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Massachusetts that requires certain labeling and a registration number. So those folks of you who often do stuffed products, stuffed toys, please remember to have your suppliers affix the PA, what we call a PA label. With a registration number. Otherwise, it's suitable for a recall. So what are some common hazards with stuffed toys and stuffed articles? In animals and things like bunnies and bears and dogs and other things, there are usually plastic eyes and noses. We've all seen them. Dog lovers and even cat lovers like Michelle often give these little stuffed toys to their dogs and animals. And the dogs go for, one, the eyeballs, the noses, and the squeaky inside. But we're not worried about squeakies here today. We're worried about plastic eyes and noses. And those things can come off. Children chew on them, and they end up choking on them as a small part. Secondly, flammability. Because the material with most stuffed products is highly flammable, make sure that they are fully tested under U.S. regulations. For flammability, we don't want these things going up in flames and hurting people, especially young children. So, if you are providing a stuffed animal or a similar item for a promotion, even if it's really an adult promotion, please make sure you have the proper testing, the proper labeling, and the proper age grading so that it is appropriate for the intended as well as unintended audience. And that's the product safety minute for this week. And you folks, get some voice lessons, okay?
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We're going to try to tone down the singing. Thank you very much, Leighton.
I'm going
to
sing my report.
You're going to sing your report. Well, then we're going to make sure not to get to that segment on this show because we can't handle anymore. All right, we're going to head to the phones right now to discuss our call-in topic of the day, which is how to win back a client's business. So if you have any questions on how you can win back a client that you had previously lost, please give us a ring at 215-953-4979. We have a bunch of people on the call on the phone already.
Too.
And we have Facebook comments. We're going to get to it all. All right, on line one, we have Marco. Marco, how are you today?
I'm good. How's everybody there?
We're doing great. What's your question for those?
Well, listen, about I guess it was about 6 months ago, I lost a good client due to an order that was just – it was one nightmare after another with my supplier and their overseas vendor. But, you know, I took the heat for the order, but I want this client back. And I'd like to know. I've fixed the order processes that cause this problem. So that's all taken care of. But how do I approach this client and get them back in my good graces?
Anybody?
Yeah, I would say. So you fixed the problems with the order process before?
Yes, yes.
And is it very visible, the fix that you did?
I don't know that it's visible.
Why don't you publicize that fix that you did? Create some sort of piece of content that you share with the client that you do specifically for him, showing that you addressed the issue and showing him that you realize what was wrong before and how you fixed it. And then I would also say it sounds like it needs a relationship fix as well. So I would spend, if you can do a half day or a lunch or something where you do something unique that you're kind of romancing the client again.
Okay.
But I would definitely publicize to the client, you know what was wrong, and you know that you fixed it and how you fixed it.
Something specific to this client you're talking about?
Yeah, I would do it. I would do whatever you create specific for the client. Like I would maybe make a quick video showing the process and saying, listen, we understand what we did wrong. We've put things in play now that will fix this for the future, and then follow that piece of content up with an invite to them, whether they like to golf or a sporting event or just a lunch, where you say, give me a chance, let me show you what we're doing, and if it doesn't work out, no hard feelings. At least maybe you'll start a relationship again with them.
Okay, that's very creative.
All right, Marco, well, hopefully that helps, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
On line two, we have Ed. Ed, how are you today?
I was fine. I think I lost my breakfast over the fight song.
Yeah, Jake.
Now, Ed, do you have a fight song that you'd like to share with the audience?
I'm a Florida Gator, but I'll leave it at that.
Well, you know what? Then you're the top seed of the upcoming basketball tournament, so you must be sitting pretty. All right, Ed, what is your question for the host today?
It's a comment. It's a tough task, obviously, when you've been rejected and not heard back from a client. One thing that I would mention that my father taught me back in the men's clothing business days is to send, and those days it was a letter, today it could be an email, saying there are two sides to every story. Here is our side. We are, in the event more so than when you've done something wrong and you know what it is, we haven't heard from you, and I haven't had responses to emails or phone calls. We miss you. We want your business is very valuable to us. Please explain, what we can do to get it back or why we didn't hear. If there's something we aren't aware of that went wrong, please share it with us. And it's not the kind of thing you're going to get 80% response rate to like any other similar emailing or mailing, but it's something to extend yourself to say, we miss you, we're sorry. If there's something we weren't aware of, please share it, and hopefully they will. The other thing is you could offer, not to go price all the time, but you could offer a discount for letting me corroborate all the pledges I'm making to you and, citing that we will do better than whatever it was.
I think the letter is a good idea because people want to be heard. People want to be heard, and you know, and just to say, hey, look, this is the problem that we heard. And it's good for both parties. It gets it off of the client's chest. And as the distributor who have lost that business, it's like it lets them know where they need to make some maybe adjustments or improvements down the line. If it's not about the bottom line and price, there's something else that's deeper. It might be, you know, they wanted more attention, you know, from customer service. They might have wanted better artwork, but, you know, at the last minute, they had to settle for what they got. I mean, it could be a number of reasons, but you might not know that unless you actually ask them. And I think a handwritten letter, I would do that versus the email. I think the handwritten is more personal. It looks like it came from the heart as opposed to an email. I mean, anyone can crank out that email. Handwritten letter. But, yeah, give them an opportunity to say, look, this is what happened.
Absolutely.
I'm not real big on discounts as a rule, but it might, and I would make it clear as an enticement to have you share your thoughts with us, so, you know, and to find out how better we can be or how good we can be if it wasn't really anything that went wrong. They just had somebody else that they'd rather deal with and haven't, you know, found a new home, so to speak.
Yep. All right, Ed, well, thanks very much for the advice, and hang on the line so we can get your information for your ASI prize pack. All right, right now we're going to take a break to hear from our show sponsor today, which is Hanes, and when we get back, we're going to continue the conversation about how to win back a client that you formerly lost.
Hanes Branded Printwear is starting the new year with a new website. Designed for promotional product distributors and screen printers alike, HanesInc.com features high-res product and lifestyle images, marketing materials, videos, upsell techniques, and helpful tips to help you increase your ROI. Our new website allows you to search for products based on colors or product line. Our wholesaler section helpfully lists all products that companies carry, as well as wholesaler contact information. HanesInc.com provides the best tools to sell quality products. Hanes is also proud to unveil the Nano Collection, complete with brand new vintage colors and new styles such as lightweight, ring spun, flash, and fleece. If retail fashion is what your customers seek, the Nano Collection is where they'll find it. Cheap shirts are cheap. Hanes shirts are better. Visit www.hanesinc.com.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Show. The underlying music on that ad is like we're in a spa of some kind.
Yes.
And then Kathy's voice puts you
in. It's like, back to reality, people.
You're laying there, you know, with cucumbers on your eyes, and then someone throws a bucket of cold water.
Oh. It can be rough, but there it is.
I'm up next.
Our Kathy
Houston.
Could
be Joe singing.
That's right.
All right, Michelle. Well, yep. This was a hot topic on our Facebook page. What are a couple people saying there?
We have Leslie Slaughter from Chase Marketing, and she says, you may or may not get another chance of earning a customer's business back, but at least have the guts to hear why. It never hurts to ask, and what an important point that is.
You know, I think that that's often the point that people miss. You might think you even know why, but if you don't ask, you don't actually know why. And I think that goes back to what Ed was saying and what Joe was saying. You know, you have to ask, and simple surveys can do it. A handwritten note could do it. But you need some processes in place that if a client is turning their back on you, you really need to hear why.
I even think you have to avoid the online stuff and either make a call or do the handwritten letter or ask them to meet you for lunch or something. She says this kind of dialogue can open the door back up, kind of a kiss and make up. She said if it's an issue, like a personality issue where a rep doesn't get along with the client or the client's having issues with the rep, that's a simple fix. You can just, you know, swap out the rep for another one. But the key is really finding out why.
Sure.
And David Garthwaite says, again, communication is key. If you ignore the client, they will never come back. Find out why they left. Keep them on your mailing list. Call every month. Offer specials and repeat order discounts. If they always go for the lowest price, then they may not be worth bringing back, which is a caveat to consider. But
you know, I would also suggest that that you want to kind of nip this in the bud before it even happens, before a client actually takes that action to walk away from you as a provider of promotional products. You know, you want to be finding out along the way how things are going. So I would suggest asking after every order, you know, did this meet your expectations? Did everything go okay? Did something happen that maybe shouldn't have happened? If you don't ask, you're not going to know. And, you know, the clients that are your best clients, you'll always know that they're probably, you know, safe. Clients that are your worst, you might even know what their problems are. It's the, you know, the clients in the middle that, that you might not even know if something went wrong.
You know, Andy, and what you said about the expectations, I think what's important is helping set the expectations beforehand. Let the client know what's going to happen throughout the order process, throughout the creative process and stuff. Mm-hmm. So then at the end, you can say, well, did we meet these expectations? Then you're going to find out if you are servicing, if you're doing what you say you're doing, if you're making those promises and actually holding to them.
Right.
So before we get Jake's take on South by Southwest, David Garthwaite would like Kathy to know that she nailed that spot.
Thank you.
We all think that Kathy
still drinking from yesterday, I see. Still celebrating St. Paddy's Day well into Tuesday.
All right, one more call on the topic of how to win back a client's business. We have Sandra on line four. Sandra, how are you this morning?
I'm awesome. Thanks for asking. You guys are great. This last year, one of my best clients did a T-shirt project with me. We had six different color T-shirts and six different pieces of art. The problem is they had a new graphic person with the company, and when I sent them to my decorator, we kept going back and forth on the size of the imprints because they were all different visuals. I think that was the order that killed me, because I just know that ever since then, it's just not been the same. It's hard to reach them. They don't respond. Once in a blue moon, I'll get a reply to an email. And I really need to get this client back. So I've heard some of the comments other distributors have made, and I'm going to take that into consideration. But you pros always put the topping right on the cake. So
pop in and see him in the morning with some coffee mugs, logo coffee mugs, and some donuts just to say, hey, just stop by and see how you're doing. I think a nice gesture like that can go a long way. You don't have to stay. It doesn't have to be a sales call. Just say, just thinking about you. Here's this for you and your staff.
Yeah, I would also just try to stay in touch with them as much as possible, you know, on a personal level, number one, like Joe was saying, and also, you know, electronically send them information that you know matters to their business. You've provided products for them before, so you know what their events are and you know what kind of things that they're interested in and the audience that they're trying to target. Having that kind of knowledge gives you an advantage in providing information and being a resource. So I would, you know, hit them with information as much as you can, both electronically and, like we were saying before, through a handwritten note. You know, I think you want to be a resource and be a touch point to them as much as you can, and that might open the lines of communication once more.
Awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate your insights.
All right, thanks, Sandra. Thanks very much, and hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for your ASI prize pack. All right, Jake, you are on board right now. You were at the South by Southwest conference in Austin last week, and there were promotions and promotional products all over the place.
There were.
What did you see?
I saw a lot of things. I guess let me start by saying that South by Southwest is more than just music. It's 2 weeks of film interactive and music interactive spans throughout those 2 weeks. It really connects everything. The message of South by Southwest really this year was starting in products and promotions that were going on there were all about interactivity first and engagement second. And then really the overlying message of all of it then is how do you get and create a super fan, and how do you get them to share, or how do you get them even better to start creating content of their own and passing that around. Some of the best promos that I saw there, there's a Canadian company that deals with Canadian music called Canadian Blast, and they were giving out branded earplugs, high-end branded earplugs that I actually would want. They also had a fridge inside that was made famous at the Sochi Olympics that anyone with a Canadian passport could put their passport
in.
I
love that thing.
And it would open the fridge, and you could have beer, you would have Molson in there, and they had promotional products. They had these really nice branded hats and bags that you would get one of those as well. Lil Wayne was doing street promos for his clothing line, Truck Life, and they were giving out...
Lil Wayne or Lil?
Lil.
Lil.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne. Giving out
Weezy.
Black branded sunglasses.
Excuse me, Kelly.
Samsung was all over the place. They launched a new music player there called Milk, and they were giving away free cookies and milk, as well as Samsung was also doing, they had people out doing, if you had a dead battery in your phone, they'd give you a brand new battery, they'd take your battery, and you would switch, and it was a brand new charge battery, so you could flip out batteries. I never charged my phone, I just kept on getting
new
batteries.
They were giving away the batteries?
Yeah, you gave them your dead battery.
It's a trade.
They would charge that. Okay. Hotels.com did a cool promo. They had line waiters. They had girls who were branded. If you tweeted a message to their, I forget what the hashtag was, but if you tweeted a message, you would get a 30-minute line wait.
I love that.
That is such a great idea.
Yeah, you know? Brilliant.
And the line waiters that were standing there, they had
completely branded.
They were
in hotels.com.
And t-shirts, all branded with hotels.com.
Very easy to find them.
So, you know, they're like human ads, but they're providing a service that everybody there would want.
Absolutely.
So everybody's looking at them. That is just a smart idea.
Tell them about the HBO, what HBO did. It's so cool.
Oh my God.
HBO took over.
Shell's like swooning.
HBO took over pedicabs. So they're the pedal cabs, and the backs of most of the pedicabs, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you know the throne is done with all the swords. The backs of the pedicabs were done with all the swords. As you were going around, you would see, you know, advertising the new season of Game of Thrones coming out. There are promos everywhere. I mean, the deal is, you know, South by Southwest is a lot of companies who are launching things or branding things rent a business for 2 weeks. Gut the outside, reskin the outside of the business with new signage, gut the inside, and put in new couches, put in games, put in stages, and throw parties in there where they bring in their biggest clients to see, to meet, and as well as create new fans coming in to do things. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of lessons to learn.
I think it's really cool, and it just points out the importance of live event marketing. We've talked about it a decent amount on this show, and we'll continue to on this show and in our magazines as well. But that's how brands and companies, your clients, are reaching people today. They want that one-on-one interaction. So as Jake said, they can be not just a buyer of that company's service, but also an advocate for that company. And that's how word-of-mouth marketing really starts to take shape. And that's where companies are doing it. They're doing it through smart and integrated promotions at live events. It's really important.
Also, you should know this event's demographic skews older than your normal event. This is not a 16 to 30. This is a 25 to 50. Mm-hmm. And everyone in lines around me the whole time were creative directors, CEOs, owners. These were decision makers everywhere.
Right.
So we'll have coverage of this in Promogram, and also we have a ton of stuff online. And I would encourage people to look. Famously, Jake, who's also a music journalist, did an interview with a band from L.A. in a bubble bathtub. Yeah?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. Joe has a quick thing he's going to do with Jake.
All right, Jake. Jake, you are the consummate music guy, as Michelle said. Okay. Did they play at South by Southwest or not?
Uh-oh.
Froggy Frog and the Hip Hoppers. Were they there?
This is basically a test on do they exist or not.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, Slim Jim's Fat Boys.
That might be a yes.
Wait, what about, was his first answer correct or not?
No.
That might be a yes.
No. Did this band play? The Iron and Board cover band.
I have no idea, Joe. I couldn't tell you.
Mission to Mars?
That's a band.
That's real.
Moby Dick Cheney.
No.
Oh, that's so wish that band. Was real, though.
That's Grumpy Rock. I mean, they just growl
a lot.
So
what was real?
None of them.
Mission to Mars is real.
Oh, really? Well, how about that?
Oh, my God, Grandpa.
I didn't know. I just put these things down. I made them up here. No.
I mean, there was a funny skit that was done.
Jimmy Kimmel does
Jimmy
that.
Kimmel
yeah,
does
done it. He's done it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're talking about there's over 2,000 bands officially and then probably 3,000 or 4,000 unofficially. So we're talking 7,000 to 10,000 bands, maybe.
I did this to Jake on Facebook a couple weeks ago.
I like Froggy Frog and the Hip Hoppers.
I made up some band names on Facebook and told Jake you have to see them. And one of your associates wanted to know, you know, she hadn't heard about these bands. And who is this guy? And Jake's like some idiot I work with. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, check out all the coverage from South by Southwest in Counselor Promogram today and also in Counselor's May issue. You can certainly see all of that and more. All right, we have just enough time for our favorite things. Kathy, why don't you lead us off?
All right, mine is from White Towel Services, ASI 97040. And, Joe, even you can get tan with their self-tanning towel. It comes in a logoed package. And the tan lasts for 4 to 10 days, and there's no streaking or mess, and it's aloe-infused, and it's good for you. It's great for travel promos and salons.
Awesome. All right, thanks, Kathy. Joe, you got pom-poms.
Not pom-poms, Andy. Fan hands. Look at that. Look at that. You put
and
your logo
on it for Andy.
Yeah, how about that? A for Andy. Yay, Andy. They're pom-poms. and gloves together. They're great for any athletic event, high school, college, pros, just local clubs. Also good for corporate events, too. We have that big sales meeting, Andy. We're going to beat the numbers. So where can you find them? You can find them from the Bubba Glove Company, ASI 90704. You can find them online at bubbaglove.com.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Michelle, what do you have?
Yes. Mine is from Leeds, ASI 66887, leedsworld.com. And it is a vacuum wine cap. So you put it on the top of a opened wine bottle and this seals it, and then you just put that down.
Why didn't you bring wine for us to try it?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's very cool.
And
that's
it can be, obviously, there's a nice big logo spot.
Very cool. That one's going to get a workout in my house very shortly.
It was Leeds.
Leeds.
All right.
Heard of it.
Thank you, guys. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time for today's show, but thank you very much to our show sponsor, Haynes. Thank you all for listening. And tune in again next week when we'll have a live report from the ASI show in Long Beach. That's it. Have a good week, everybody.